The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did something dark take up residence in their home? Was it a spirit? Or was it something else entirely?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, we'd love for you to share it with us. If you want to call it in, it's 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive, that's what you get. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free there. Or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon's here today.
I am here. How are you doing?
I'm good. So you went to Spain.
I did go to Spain.
And, you know, did anything kind of happen? Did you have any experiences? Any weird things happen while you were there?
I did have something kind of odd. Okay, so we went to Madrid. And in Madrid, we stayed in an Airbnb, which was an apartment in an old part of town. I can't say for sure, but I would assume the building was probably built in the 1600s or 1700s. Okay, because of the part of town it's
quite
in,
old,
the location and everything. It's a really old area. And of course, the apartment had been updated. But you know how, okay, you're in Spain and they do like the siestas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so things kind of close up in the later afternoon, say 3 to 5 or 6. And so we got done sightseeing, doing something, got back. And I said, you know, I'm just going to lay down for a little bit. And everybody kind of did that. My son went to his room and laid down. And my daughter was on the sofa doing some stuff, work or whatever. And I went in the other room and laid down for a little bit. And now we were staying on what they called the second floor. But in the United States, we would say it's the third floor.
Right.
Right. And so I want you to keep that in mind, that we're up that high. And above us, and I do think there was another level above us, probably one. I'm guessing it was only about four stories tall. It sounded like somebody was moving furniture. And, you know, I'm trying to take a nap. And, but, you know, you guys, if we moved furniture, we would pick it up and set it down over here, right? We wouldn't just push it across the floor.
Right.
So this goes on, and it sounds like heavy furniture, right?
Oh.
For, oh gosh. Okay, I laid there for probably an hour thinking, good God, what are these people doing up there? Right? It just goes on and on. I get up, I come into the other room, and my daughter Kate says, what do you think they're doing? And I said, I don't know. Like, who pushes furniture across the floor for an hour?
Right.
And then my son comes out in about 30 minutes, hour and a half, maybe into this thing, and says, what are they doing up there? And I said, God, I don't know. Now, you guys, it might, like, it maybe stopped for 10 minutes and then it would start again. And it would go on and on and on. And then maybe it stopped and we go, okay. And then it would start again. And it sounded like somebody had really heavy wooden furniture, like a big oak desk or something, right? And they're sliding it across the floor. And we're all going, at what point?
Do you have sitting, the furniture where
you know,
need
like
it?
That's a good place for it, right? You guys, this went on. We figured it went on for about 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it kept going on. And to the point we were laughing. Like, we'd think, okay, it quit. And then it would start up again. And so I finally said, you guys, this isn't normal. Now, I'm not trying to be, you know, jump to this. But I honest to God think it's paranormal. Like, this can't be real. Right? That, and you don't hear any footsteps with it. It's not like you hear the people thumping. With it, you only hear the furniture scrape across the floor. And so they looked at each other and then looked at me and they were like, you know, I could just see their eyes going back and forth because they were like, there's no explanation for this. It's just too weird, right? So we finally left. I think it was still going on. It maybe went on for longer, but we left to go eat or something. So that night, and I haven't told my daughter this, but we were sharing a room. It had two twin beds in it. And they build these buildings that you would live in, like around an open courtyard area, right? That's enclosed. And so you can have lights on some of the interior rooms. You can have windows. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's enclosed courtyard.
Right.
And you might be up on the second or third floor or something. And there they like have their laundry hanging out and things, you know, or whatever. And these things going across. So I couldn't sleep very well because, you know, my days and nights are all messed up from time changes and stuff. So it was about 3 or 4 in the morning. I was laying there and Caitlin was laying by a window that was open to this courtyard. Now, you guys were on the third floor of this building, right? And I hear on the window that Caitlin's next to, that like somebody took their finger, but more like a fingernail, and was going tap, tap, tap.
Oh.
Tap, tap, tap on this window. And there's no way. There's nothing under this. This is a third floor window.
Because it'd be
it's 3 o'clock
thing.
In the morning.
Yeah, because if it was like, and then you heard somebody saying, hey, what are you doing in Spanish? But
yeah, no,
but then just, you could go the acoustics, the way that's built, maybe, you know, it could travel up that high, no, but not tapping.
Tapping on the window.
Oh. Ooh.
And I was laying there listening to it. Now, Kate is sound asleep, right? So she's not hearing this, but I was awake because I'm just awake, right? And it was tapping. So there was definitely something going on in this building that was weird. You know?
That is.
Yeah. So, and the tapping went on for a couple minutes. It didn't go on like for hours or something like the moving of the, but it was crazy. Like we were all just sitting there looking up at the ceiling going, what the hell?
Yeah. You so know. How long did you stay there?
We stayed there 3 nights.
Oh my God. Like you
And it was just really sleep. That one night that was so weird that.
And nothing the other 2 days, really.
Not that I noticed. Yeah. Not that I heard. But yeah, that the furniture moving thing, though, and it just went on. And it, like nobody would do that. Like you wouldn't move furniture just back and forth across a room for 4 hours.
And then a tapping on a window is a totally different sound than, you know, the radiator tapping or, you know, the sounds, you know, sometimes buildings make.
Yeah.
Tapping on a window is a very distinct sound.
But I didn't have the heart to tell Caitlin she was sleeping under a window that I heard this tapping on.
Oh, my God. You could tell her now.
I could tell her now, maybe. But I was like, I was laying there in bed looking at that window. And it was just like, that's a very distinct sound. You know?
See, here's the difference between you and me. I'd have woke her up. I'd been, Caitlin, can you hear that? Caitlin, wake up.
And, you know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. There are no birds, you know, that you could blame something on a bird or something, you know. Plus, it's just a different sound.
That is just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So
that happened to me in Spain, in Madrid.
Good story, Kathy.
Thanks, girl.
You want to hear another story?
I do. Let's hear more.
So this says, this took place about 15 years ago when I was a freshman in high school. Though I've always enjoyed ghost stories, I never had an encounter myself, at least not until this happened. Back then, my family lived in a two-story apartment. The kitchen, living room, and main bathroom were downstairs, and upstairs we had 3 bedrooms and a half bath. My parents' room was in the middle, directly above the living and dining area. My older sister and I shared the room facing the street, and my older brother's room looked out onto the backyard. At the time, my sister was away at college in upstate New York, only coming home occasionally, and my brother worked a job that kept him traveling, so it was mostly just me, my parents, and my 2-year-old little brother at the time. He slept in a crib in my parents' bedroom. It was a weeknight. I was downstairs in the kitchen doing homework while my mom cooked dinner. My dad was in the shower, my little brother was upstairs napping peacefully in his crib, and suddenly my mom and I heard a loud, unmistakable thump from the area of my parents' bedroom, exactly where my brother's crib stood. We panicked, thinking maybe he'd somehow climbed out and fallen. We rushed upstairs, but there he was, sound asleep and undisturbed. We went back down, puzzled. We tried to brush it off. About 10 or 15 minutes later, we heard it again, this time heavy footsteps stomping around in the same spot. They were loud, like boots pounding against the floor. We knew it couldn't be my little brother making that racket. My mom and I freaked out and ran to the bathroom, flinging the door open to tell my dad. He was still in the shower, and when we told him what was happening, he just coughed it off and called us scaredy cats. He said, if there was something strange going on, showing fear would only make it worse. I remember being frustrated he wouldn't believe us, but I was also relieved to have him home. Later, my mom told me this wasn't the first time she'd heard something like that. She stayed home most days, and there'd been a couple of other incidents when she'd heard footsteps upstairs with only my baby brother sleeping in his crib. She'd check and find nothing. My dad had always written it off as creaky floorboards. My sister had her own encounter. One night when she was home from college, she stayed up late in the living room, and she heard pacing in my parents' bedroom overhead. Thinking it was my mom checking on my brother, she didn't worry about it at first, but after about 15 minutes of this steady pacing, she got concerned and went upstairs to see what was wrong, and she found everyone sound asleep. Spooked, she decided it was best to call it a night. Which honestly would be the last thing I could have done. I would have been like, I have to watch some more TV.
Well, I don't know. Maybe getting in bed and putting the covers over your head that might help. Like, you know.
Then I'd feel like I'm just sitting here waiting for it. After these incidents, my dad decided to visit a church near his workplace. He spoke to a priest about the strange events, and the priest gave him a bottle of holy water. He advised Dad to sprinkle it around the house and firmly demand that whatever was there should leave and never return. That evening, my dad went upstairs, spraying the holy water and saying clearly, "Whoever you are, whatever you are, you're not welcome here. I demand that you leave and never come back."
Something must have happened with the dad then.
Obviously.
Because he was totally anti.
And maybe it was just the number of accumulating stories. But at the same time, if nothing ever happened to him, he wouldn't have gone to see
that's what I'm thinking. I think the priest is a really big jump. That's why I'm saying something had to have happened with the dad. And he probably on purpose didn't tell anybody because he didn't want him to freak out.
Yeah.
He might have told the mom or something. But, as a parent, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't tell my kids as we were still living there. Mm-hmm. If something had to have happened to really scare this dad right here.
I would think so.
Because that's a jump from where he was to he went to the priest.
Yeah. Well, this is interesting because it says from that night on, we never heard the mysterious footsteps again. Mm. My mom, who spent hours home alone with my brother, never heard another strange sound. A few years later, we moved out of that apartment and nothing like it ever happened to us again. I still wonder what or who was in our home. It creeps me out when I think about it. My mom always said it made her nervous that it seemed to focus on my little brother, the only unbaptized baby at the time. Why did it show up when he was sleeping and especially when he was alone in that room? We never got answers, but I'm glad my dad's attempt to shoo it away seemed to work. Thanks for the podcast. Keep up the great work. I'll keep listening. It almost doesn't feel to me that it has anything to do with a baby being unbaptized. I just
what
feel does like...
What do you feel like?
Like it's protecting the baby. Like it wasn't hurting the baby. It was like walking around like it was watching the baby and protecting the baby. Because the baby wasn't afraid. The baby's sleeping right soundly through all of it.
Right.
So it doesn't make me think like it was targeting the baby because the baby was unbaptized. I just don't think that has anything to do with anything.
I agree. I mean, I don't get that sense that, it was that. I do think it's interesting. And like I said, something big had to have happened in this story that the writer of this story doesn't know about.
Yeah, I agree.
Because they just didn't get it in the story because there's a huge jump here. And, because her dad went from blaming things on creaky floorboards. Well, I don't know, but it seems to me like creaky floorboards, something's still weighting them. Something's causing them to creak.
It's interesting that it stopped after the dad did that.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think there's something to be said about, is it the holy water or do you feel empowered because you have holy water? So you're able to walk through your house and take charge of your house the way a dad would, like, you can't scare my kids. And he's a little bit pissed off, maybe.
Yeah.
Is it that or is it the holy water that does it? I don't know. I think, your attitude has a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or is it this ritual of, saying things and using the holy water and doing this? Or is it your intent?
Mm-hmm.
To rid yourself of this thing. Is it a combination of things?
Yeah.
Could be.
I don't know.
But I'm with you. I don't feel like it was any sort of like aggressive attempt at, hurting this unbaptized child. Or that because they were unbaptized somehow it drew it in. I don't know. Because... quite honestly, there's a lot of unbaptized people in the world.
Right. And I just don't feel like it would target the baby for being unbaptized.
Or at least I'm going to refuse to believe.
I don't like it either.
Yeah. Like, that can't be.
Well, let's
draw the line there.
Let's do one more story. And it says, okay. I'd like to share a story from my early days as a paranormal investigator on a well-known team here in Virginia. Back then, I was still new to the field, pretty green and skeptical. One evening, we were investigating the Civil War era Exchange Place Hotel in Gordonsville, Virginia. During the Civil War, the Exchange Hotel's location along two key rail lines made it a natural choice to serve as the Gordonsville Receiving Hospital, starting in March 1862. In under a year, more than 23,000 sick and wounded soldiers passed through its door, arriving in train loads from nearby battlefields like Cedar Mountain, Chancellorsville, I don't know if I'm going to say this right, Trevilian Station, Mine Run, Brandy Station, and the Wilderness.
Wow.
On top of that unimaginable suffering, there was a deadly measles and or typhoid fever outbreak around 1863. The victims included not only patients and medical staff, but also townspeople who lived close to the hospital. All those who perished were buried on the very grounds. If that wasn't enough tragedy, we were told that a slave had once hanged himself in the rafters of the adjacent servants' quarters. Our investigation ran overnight from dusk to dawn. We had all kinds of strange equipment failures and anomalies. Still photos taken throughout the hotel later showed odd white streaks and shapes. The camera placed at the servants' quarters produced a series of bizarre blurred images, almost like time-lapse photography. After everyone else fell asleep, I stayed awake monitoring cameras and audio. Eventually, I decided to wander through the hotel on my own. Oh, that's so brave. Not me. What struck me immediately was the feeling I got from the place. After all that tragedy, I'd expected to sense dread, gloom, or something sinister. Instead, I felt an odd warmth, a kind of welcoming presence, like a playful, kind-hearted spirit that was happy I was there. In fact, I felt it might have been a young woman. All night, I found myself drawn to a period gray dress displayed on a mannequin upstairs in a small museum room. While downstairs, I could sometimes hear the soft rustle of a gown as if it were floating down the stairway. Faintly, I caught the scent of lilac perfume drifting down from upstairs. The whole experience was unforgettable. Despite the sorrowful history, I felt calm, comforted, and cared for, as if some goodness within the walls had outlasted death. By morning, when we were packing our gear, I was genuinely sad to leave. I nearly cried, which is something I never would have expected to feel at a place with such a past. Looking back, I'm more convinced than ever that kindness and goodness can transcend the grave. That night at the Exchange Place Hotel taught me that even where great suffering once lived, a gentle presence might still remain, one that doesn't mean us any harm, and maybe even wants our company. That's from Brad. That's kind of a totally cool, beautiful story.
Okay, so here's my thought. It was maybe a nurse.
Could be, yeah.
Somebody who's compassionate, caring, taking care of others. And it would just make sense that this person, and he felt it was a woman, so I will say she, wants to continue to do that. So you're there. She's going to watch out for you. It's going to be this a goodness, right, in her. Why shouldn't ghosts do that, or spirits? Why shouldn't they also? Yeah, we can have scary ones, but can't we also have ones that care and continue to do so in the afterlife? It makes sense to me, right?
You know, so, but what I also think is that he could possibly go another night and have a totally different experience. Mm-hmm. I think it just depends on what's coming through on the night. And some nights, because I've talked to so many people at haunted locations that they're like, they'll be there one night and have a lot of activity, nothing another night. So it kind of is like the energy changes. And so maybe for him, this gentle, kind spirit's coming through. Maybe for someone else, they experience something different.
Right. Or the next night he would experience something mm-hmm. very different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good reminder that just because you're in a haunted location doesn't mean this is an evil spirit presence. You know, kind, loving people have passed and continue to haunt the halls of places all over.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. But we don't go to that. You know, we just think they're the ones that are rearranging the damn furniture all night and tapping on the window. You know, it's like...
Well, exactly. But you know, I get the sense that maybe it's somebody that was very caring in life. And just because of everything that happened here, it seems like a nurse or some sort of caretaker would be, you know, a kind of explanation.
And, you know, you think of all the people who went through there. And it could, I could see a place like that. The energy changes on the day with the mm-hmm. people who are in there, because you're going to change the energy just by walking in. Because mm-hmm. we all know that guy, you know, that's like, oh, great, Bob's here. And then he just walks in and changes the energy of the whole room. You know, people like that. You know, it's like, oh, who invited him? But it's like, I think that's kind of like in the afterlife. Sometimes the Bobs show up and mm-hmm. and sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
And so I think you just get different energy on different nights. And I think, you know, I think it was very brave of Brad to go, I think I'm just going to go walk around a little bit tonight, see what's happening.
I agree. I would have had to, at the very least, have somebody with me. Maybe a whole team of people with me. Right. Maybe I couldn't have done it at all. I don't know.
I'd be like, Kathy, get up.
Oh, without a doubt.
You'd be like, what? Scared the crap out of me.
Like, well, no, we're just going to take a walk.
You'd be like, no, you're not. You are taking us to the Best Western, and you know damn well what we're doing.
I see the suitcases are packed up by the front door.
We are not going to just experience the house in the middle of the night.
Yeah, no, I know you better than that.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would absolutely love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you could be a premium subscriber. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. Sign up today at Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.